Despite the pullout of international staff in Iraq, some UN work continues, though at a much slower pace. Senior managers of the UN's Iraq programs are spread out around offices in Jordan, Egypt, Cyprus, and elsewhere. As a result, local employees in Iraq are feeling frustrated and eager for the UN's return. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Since the UN headquarters in Baghdad closed following last August's suicide bombing, Basma al-Khatib has carried her office around her neck, a computer disk no bigger than her thumb on a string.
All my work is here, in my memory stick. I have to put all my work here so I can work from wherever I can.
Khatib is the program coordinator in Iraq for the United Nations Fund for Women. The sole employee of the fund in Iraq, she's trying to promote women's rights on the practical and policy level. Problems with electricity, internet access, and bad phone lines make keeping in touch with her boss in Jordan a challenge. Khatib doesn't need supervision on the ground all the time, but she'd like a few visits to show off what's going on here.
In the grassroots, there's been immense changes about civil society, especially where I work with women. Somebody has to see this so that they endorse what we suggest.
A few non-governmental organizations are still in Iraq, working on things like civil rights and water sanitation. Some are on contract with the UN, one way UN agencies have kept projects going on the ground. But NGOs can't do it all, says Philippe Chedron, head of the NGO Coordination Committee in Iraq.
The UN, they can have a more wide picture of Iraq than NGOs can have. We cannot have so much information, data, and figures for Iraq that the UN can have with all the staff that they have usually on the country.
The UN, he says, also has clout in shaping long-term national policy. One of the biggest UN agencies, the Development Program, has been working in Iraq for more than 25 years. The same security concerns that forced international staff out have almost stopped an employment project that hired Iraqis to do reconstruction work. Work on a human rights documentation center has not even begun. But the UNDP is still managing several projects from a distance, including one to improve Iraq's decrepit electricity system. At the National Dispatch Center in eastern Baghdad, six men in front of four computers scream into phones and over a radio. Consumption of electricity has outstripped generation once again, and they are calling local dispatch centers to coordinate. The UN is managing a Japanese-funded project to build a new, automated, and quiet national center. The U.S. is funding work on local dispatch centers. At a transportation logistics center set up by the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority, staff are sometimes given guns before they head out to the field. Iraqis working for the United Nations don't necessarily take such precautions. Dr. Nada Alward is a medical officer with the World Health Organization. She says she could be killed regardless of her job and whether she is armed.
It just recently happened that somebody had implanted a bomb in the street next to my house, and I had shattered windows, and that was, you know, had happened in the evening. So, I mean, it happens everywhere, and if you believe that it's your fate which protects you, then being a UN or a non-UN person, God would protect you.
Whether the rest of the UN returns to Iraq may have less to do with fate than politics. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.